Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shade. How may I assist you?
Hi, I'm questioning the charge I got on my charge card from you guys.
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code?
My new zip code is 05047. The old one was Audrey Connors, Connors.
What is your old one?
05001.
Can you verify your address, that P.O. box?
The current one or the old one?
The old one.
4118. White River Junction, Vermont, 05001.
Thank you. So I do see where you enter into a contest for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And once you
I never did this. I don't know what it is.
Yes, once you enter into that sweepstakes for the Dyson vacuum cleaner, ma'am, it included a meal planning app called the Bites Hub, and it cuts your sugar and carb cravings. And it costs
I don't want that. I never ordered that.
Yes, ma'am. It was included with the sweepstakes, and I can go ahead and discount it to $20 a month. If you want to.
I don't want it at all. I want to cancel it.
Okay, well, just give me one moment to get it canceled, okay?
Yeah. And I'd like a refund, a one-time courtesy refund on that $49.89.
We wouldn't be able to issue that refund, ma'am, because it did take you through a verification process where you could have denied this offer.
But I never received it.
It's not.
I never received it.
Yes, it's not something you would physically receive. This meal planning app is something you can download on your phone.
It's nothing I would have ever done. Especially for $49.99.
Yes, so that information would have been provided in the terms and conditions that that meal plan was included with the sweepstakes for the Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Well, I never got anything.
Yes, ma'am. The Dyson vacuum cleaner was a contest, and the Bites Hub app was the meal plan that was included.
Well, I didn't have get anything, nothing. So what am I being billed for?
The meal planning app.
I don't have it.
Yes, ma'am. But it's something that you could have downloaded or utilized.
I didn't. I did not download any of this.
But I did go ahead and get it canceled for you, and I can provide you with the cancellation number now.
All right. Go ahead.
So it's C as in Charlie,
9204-38-208. This is unreal. I don't know why you can't refund me that $49.89.
Yes, ma'am, because as I stated previously, ma'am, it did take you through a verification process, ma'am, and you could have denied this offer, but the process was completed.
Unreal. Well, it wasn't by me. And this card has been compromised, and I'm getting all kinds of credit, all kinds of charges on here that I did not make. And this card has been canceled because of that. And it looks like this is the same thing.
I mean, if you are saying it is fraud, ma'am, I can go ahead and transfer you over to our fraud department, but you did verify the account by stating your name and verify
the address.
Yeah,
all of them. All of these, everything that's compromised on my card is over $300 the bank has found so far. And I did not do any of them, and they've all been online purchases. So somebody's got my card number making purchases.
Okay, well, just bear with me one moment, ma'am, while I get you transferred over to the fraud department, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Connors, I just want to thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day, and I'm transferring you now.
Thank you.